seconds. All right. Hello, my name is Pam Giss with Blackwood Advisors, and we're the district administrator for the Black Ridge Infrastructure Finance District. And I'm calling to order the Black Ridge Infrastructure District Finance, or I'm sorry, board meeting at 3, that happens at 3 p.m. on Monday, August 25th, 2025, at the Fair Law Group at 1148 West Legacy Crossing Boulevard, Suite 350, Centerville, Utah, 84014. And it is exactly 3:04 p.m. Mountain Time right now. And I'll conduct a roll call. Scott Overman.
Yes.
Austin Overman. Devin Brown.
Here.
All members present, we have a quorum. For purposes of this recording, will other folks who are on the call please identify themselves?
Aaron Waite, Gilmore Bell.
This is Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell.
This is Zach Harding with Fear Law Group.
This is Christian Fulmer with Fear Law Group.
And Ashley Alsop with Fier Law Group.
Okay. And then we've also got Andrea Ashdown with Blackwood Advisor. She is our finance guru, so she's going to help me get through the budget on this. Action items, or I'm sorry, the consent items. Let's see. We have the draft budget or draft minutes from the Black Ridge Infrastructure Finance District Board meeting that was held on August 13th, 2025. Have you all had an opportunity to review that? And do you have any comments on the minutes?
Reviewed and no comments.
Okay. And do we have a motion to accept those minutes of the August 13th meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Austin. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Oh. Okay, Brent. You okay. Second, Devin.
All in favor then. Perfect. All right. The second item on our agenda is a public hearing. This is to receive input on the adoption of the fiscal year 2025 budget as the final budget for calendar year 2025 for the Black Ridge Infrastructure Financing District. Members of the public wishing to comment may connect, and we did include this Zoom link on our posting. So if I don't see any members of the public wishing to comment at this stage, but we'll go ahead and go through the budget and then allow that to happen. So let me just make this a little bit larger just so that everyone knows this has been updated from the draft version based on the information that we received from DA Davidson. So it should more closely resemble your financing. If we need to tweak it because something changes later, we can still do that. It is not an issue. And Andre, I don't know if you want to go through it or if you want me to, or if you just want to wait till I stumble and then you can jump in.
Sure. Yep. You start. You got it.
So we've got the bond proceeds that we're estimating at just over $80 million. We did try to go a little bit higher just to leave some room. We've got acceptance of reimbursable costs. So this is what we're assuming you're going to spend between now and the end of the year. You can spend less, it's not a problem, but we just want to make sure we had a placeholder in there. The developer advance, there is no developer advance in this case. This is the case where you are not financing the administrative costs directly through the bond proceeds, but you would be writing a check to the district for either administrative costs or some other costs. And at this point, we are not anticipating that. So the total revenues that we're anticipating is is just over $105 million, $849,000. expenditures. This is from the Capital Projects Fund, and we'll go through this a little bit later in the budget. We're estimating that at $6,819,900. So there's transfers out, which is the difference between the 105 and the Capital Projects Fund of 6.8 million. So the total expenditures and transfers out is the 105,849,000, leaving an ending balance of zero. Why did I start there? So that is our capital budgets fund. I'll go to the summary in a minute. The general fund. So the general fund is made up of the dollars that you're going to spend on administration. And as I understand it from Connie, this is what she's anticipating for about the next year and a half. So we've got the balance of 2025 and the next year, 2026 budget. So both of those years will be pulled from bond proceeds initially. And that's about $110,000. I broke this down so that it does equal 110, but we don't anticipate all of that is going to be spent in 1 year. We've got your general administration and accounting for the balance of this year, because we've only got a half year, is going to be less than the 25,000. Assessment tracking will also probably be about half. Insurance actually will probably be 5,000. We will probably have to write a check for 5,000. Legal expenses will, the 24 will also be paid over probably about a year and a half, year and a half. Miscellaneous of 1,000, that just gives us some budget if we need to do something like post in a paper to meet some requirement or unanticipated expenditures. And then we have a reserve of 30,000, which we anticipate will roll over into the next year. So total expenditures and transfers out requiring appropriation, again, is the 110,000, some of which will be in that reserve. And then we go down to the debts. Where are you? There we go. This is the debt service fund. So the debt service fund, we're going to have some interest on the revenues that are sitting in these accounts. So we've got a capitalized interest fund, we've got a reserve fund, and then you're also going to have a construction fund. All of those funds, all of those revenues are going to be placed in interest-bearing accounts, and some interest will be generated between the date that the bonds are issued and the end of the year. And we just put a placeholder here. The transfers in from other funds of 15,400,000 is comprised essentially of our capitalized interest and reserve funds. So we're estimating about 6.5 million in capitalized interest. It'll probably be a little bit less than that. We round it up. The reserve fund of $7.6 million. And again, we rounded up on that. And then the debt service for the payment that will need to be made on the 1st of December. So that's just under $1.3 million that will come from the capitalized interest fund. So that's what we're expecting to flow through on the debt service. And then this first sheet is just a summary of those three. It is a summary of the bond proceeds, 84 million in gross. Again, we rounded up slightly. Acceptance of the reimbursable cost. That's the construction and the infrastructure that you're going to dedicate to the district between now and the end of the year. The interest income, no developer advances, for a total of $109,210,000. Transfers in is just our difference, and I'll explain that in just a sec. Total for total funds available. Expenditures, the 110 $1,000, which is the operating funds for the district, the debt service of $1.3 million, which is the anticipated proximate payment for the December 1st debt service payment, the capital projects fund, $6.8 million, a little over, the cost of issuance and the underwriter's fees of $1,951,000 for total expenditures of $10,180,900. Transfers out $109,210,000 for an ending balance of $99,029,100. And then your, again, your capitalized interest of $6.5 million, your reserve fund of $7.6 million for the total reserve, which is these two, of $14,100,000. Questions, comments?
If you want to go back to that capital fund, they can see that transfers and kind of how that flows. Right there, 99, all 29, 100. You see that coming out, going into.
Right. So that's the 105 less the capital projects fund. Any questions?
None for me.
Okay. Any members of the public wishing to comment can comment now. I see no members of the public on here. Anyone else have any questions on this budget? Okay, do I have a motion to adopt the 2025 budget for Black Ridge Infrastructure Financing District as the final budget?
This is Scott, I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Scott. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 Perfect. Motion passes, we have a budget. And now I am going to head into action items. The only action item that we have on here is the resolution, and I am gonna ask Aaron or a member of his team to pull that up and to go through what this is and what we're asking you to consider.
Yep, I can go ahead and do that. And Pam, I just sent a request to share my screen so I can show that resolution.
All right, there you go.
All right. Is everyone seeing that?
1 second. It's loading. There we go. We can see it.
Yes.
Okay, great. So this is our bond resolution. It authorizes the district to issue up to $82,550,000 in special assessment bonds. And that's based on the one-third value to lien that we received under the appraisal. In addition, it also sets different maximum parameters with respect to financial terms of the bonds. And it also authorizes the board to approve forms of various bond documents in quote unquote substantially final form. The maximum parameters of the bond terms are showed here in section 6. So again, that maximum principal amount is going to be $82,550,000. The bonds are to mature in not more than 31 years from the date of adoption of this resolution. They're to be sold at a price of not less than 95% of the total principal amount and shall bear interest at a rate not to exceed 12%. The documents of which substantially final forms are being approved under this resolution are the bond indenture, the bond purchase agreement between the underwriter and the district, the continuing disclosure agreement, a completion agreement, a collateral assignment agreement, and then also the limited offering memorandum. And all of these documents have been circulated to the group prior to this meeting. So those are the primary functions of this resolution. Are there any questions about that?
No.
No. Oh.
Great. I think we can go ahead and put it to a vote.
We have a motion for approval of the resolution.
I'll motion for that.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Motion passes. We have a resolution. Last is administrative non-action items. Is there anything from Zach and the Fear Group or Aaron and Gilmore and Bell or anything that you all want to bring up while we're still in the meeting?
No, nothing from us that hasn't previously been discussed. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. There being no other matters to discuss, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second. All right. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.